Hello, this is John Ivy from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the September 2010 issue of Boy's Life magazine. And our first article today is from The Wacky Adventure of Pedro. That's on page 49. Now, it has a picture here. Now, we know Pedro has a couple of buddies here. And just above the caption of the first picture there, it says, as a guest on planet Zork, our bodacious burrow rates a guest welcoming banquet. But does he have to eat those alien vittles? So here's what the first of these little alien says to Pedro. Glad to have you back, old thinker. And there's a sign that says, welcome back, Pedro. And the other one says, have a seat, old thinker. On the next page, it has the next alien says to Pedro, appetizer? It's freshly squeezed. Zamzalek Zorusk. And Pedro looks at it with a funny face, turns up his nose and said, no thanks. As he looked at this strange meal in front of him. Oh, the next alien says, try our national dish, Zazongozula Zungzalik. And here's this funny-looking meal. And Pedro, again, his eyes are bulging, and he has these question marks. And he says, big cylinders of purple jelly are not my cup of tea. Then the alien says, then have some green cake. And Pedro, green cake? He starts to smile a little bit. Green cake? Well, I'll try it. And as he's eating it, someone yells, speech, great thinker, speech. And Pedro, very well. I never had a grass green cake. I never thought I'd taste it. But since it's set before me here, I kind of hate to waste it. And he's about to eat the green cake. Okay, Pedro, eat up. Well, let's go to page 50. And we're going to find out about Pee Wee Harris and his view of athletics. Now, it has a picture here of, what are these characters? Well, he's on another planet. It looked like he may be doing some dreaming here. Well, this first big green monster, he says to Pee-wee, and the winner of this year's Snoggin' Racket Contest, Pee-wee Harris. And it has Pee-wee Harris, he's raising his arm in victory. And then there's a crowd of these kind of octopus-looking creatures with one eye saying, yay, yay. And then the next picture, it's a kind of a parrot-looking thing. And he's on Tortolo Races on Planet Bim-Bom. And has Pee-wee here, he's lying almost like he's taking a nap, but he has rockets at the end of his feet. And it's Pee-wee Harris by a length. He won that race. Now the next pitcher has Pee-wee. He looked like he's playing some sort of ping-pong game. And this time he's on planet Ping-Ponga. And it has him whacking the ping-pong racket on the other side. And the poor ping-pong ball in one eye, he's looked like he's feeling kind of painful. He says, donk! And it's Pee-wee with game, set, smash! Then he goes to another planet, on planet Slimebog. And here's a picture of this kind of slimy-looking thing with five eyes. And the coveted Glop Spit Award goes again to Pee-wee Harris. He's a winner again. And then, and hot off the universe's presses, it has these pictures on the newspaper of Pee-wee. And here's the one that says, the Grundle Times, Pee-wee wins again. And then the Glongo Gazette, chalk up another one for Earthling. And then the Slime City star, Pee-wee's three-peat. Seems like Pee-wee's quite an athlete. And then on planet Earth, Pee-wee's in the weight room. And one of his buddies says, "Ooh, slow down, Pee-wee. What are you going for? Best athlete in the world?" And looks like Pee-wee's struggling with these barbells. And he says, "Don't be silly, Chub. I'm going for best in the universe," as he raises the barbell over his head. All right, then let's go to page 51. Pee-wee presents Centennial Corner. And it has a picture here of, looks like Pedro. He's throwing a baseball. Now, that's a real pitch for scouting. Click. And look like he has a hot dog with mustard on it, and he's about to throw that. Wonder where he's throwing it. Play ball. As the Major League Baseball pennant races heat up, so do the celebrations of scouting's 100th birthday. Councils across the country are partnering with professional baseball teams for special Centennial Scout Nights. Check with your local council to find out when you can shout, "Take me out to the ball game." All right, now solve the missing milk mystery, page 52. Investigate the crime scene and discover whose fingerprints are on the empty glass. Now, this is the Boys Life Workshop. Here's what you'll need: blank white 3x5 index cards, black or purple ink pad, magnifying glass, drinking glass, cocoa powder, small paintbrush, clear tape. And then what you'll do: prepare the fingerprints. In secret, have a member of the group gently rub his second finger on the side of his nose and then fingerprint a drinking glass before beginning the activity. And number two, have the group, including the person who placed his fingerprint on the glass, roll their second fingers in the ink pad and press the ink finger on the left edge of a 3x5 card. And three, make a list of everyone's names in the group on a sheet of paper. Collect the first fingerprinted card. Secretly number the card and write the number next to the matching name on the list. Do this with all the fingerprinted cards. Solve the crime. Show the group that the drinking glass with the fingerprint on it. Tell them you had some milk in this glass that you wanted to make chocolate milk out of, but that someone in this group drank your milk and you wanted to know who did it. Number four, sprinkle some cocoa powder on the drinking glass, explaining to the group that you are dusting it for fingerprints. 5. Use a small paintbrush to brush away the excess cocoa powder. Some of the powder will stick to the fingerprint. And number 6. Place clear tape on the glass to remove the fingerprint. 7. Carefully peel off the tape and press it onto the right edge of a new blank index card. 8. Each person has 3 minutes to use the magnifying glass and compare the dusted fingerprint to the fingerprints on the numbered cards. Ask everyone who they think did it. Suspect 1, 2, 3, etc. Match the numbered card with the numbered list. Fingerprint facts. Fingerprints come from the impressions created by the ridges on your skin. Sweat, oils, and dirt turn those ridges are transferred to objects you touch. No two persons having the same fingerprints have ever been found. In 1903, the New York State prison system began using fingerprints to identify criminals. In 1946, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, had 100 million fingerprint cards in their files. 1999, the Integrated Automated Fingerprint Identification System, IAFIS, became operational. Today, fingerprints can be scanned into the IAFIS database, which will find out if there's a match on file in seconds. There are three general fingerprint patterns: the loop, the arc, and the whorl. And of course, it has pictures here of all of these little marks of identification. Well, let's go to news and notes on page 10. Birds of a feather. Ralph loses his feathers each summer just like all Humboldt penguins. But unlike other penguins of Great Britain's Marwell Wildlife Center, Ralph loses all his feathers in one day. No one knows why this happens to Ralph, who is perfectly healthy. But being bare for 4 to 6 weeks until new feathers appear is a problem. Staying outside would cause Ralph's pink skin to sunburn. Staying inside would mean Ralph would be kept away from his buddies at the outdoor penguin pool. Ralph's keepers designed a custom wetsuit to keep him safe. Fashioned from the leg of a human's wetsuit, the stretchy material lets Ralph waddle and swim around with his friends, and who don't seem to notice his new threads. So here it has a picture of three penguins, Ralph being one of them, and he has on this new wetsuit. Icy exploration. Scientists use Cirobolt probes to investigate remote areas buried beneath thousands of feet of ice. Cirobolts melt their way through the ice using a heated nose. As the ice melts, gravity lowers the Cirobot. Some cryobots also spray pressurized hot water to push away debris. In the future, cryobots will explore Antarctica's Lake Ellsworth and look for life on Mars and one of Jupiter's moons. It has pictures of this cryobots being lowered into the water. And it has one of our feathered friends with a fish in his hand knocking on the door. Can I come in? I don't think so. Now, The Adventures of Max Dog, page 11. CampingMax.com, consistently the lowest price. Get prepared with CampingMax.com. Let's get packing. We offer expedition-quality backpacks from High Peak USA. Visit our website to see details on all of our packs. Here are a few of the top picks from our huge selection. Be sure to call for special scouting prices on all our packs. The Luna 55 plus 10 comes with hydration capability, emergency rain cover, detachable fanny, and day packs. This pack adjusts to fit most size scouts with lumbar support, watertight zippers, compression straps, and much more. The Kathmunda 70 plus 10 is our most popular pack of all time. Adjustable frame. The Postello 70 is another special. For those new to the outdoors, we will offer the Everest 2200 cubic inch backpack. Call for color choices. Fill your backpack with lots of tasty, easy-to-prepare nutritional meals, snacks, and even desserts from Mountain House. Scouts get 10% off MH Foods. See all the choices at CampingMax.com. The Max Burton 1520 Microlite Stove boils 1 quart of water in less than 4 minutes and only weighs 6 ounces. Fuel not included. As a proud sponsor of Global Scouting Activities, CampingMagazine.com extends a discount of up to 25% or more to everyone involved in scouting. Here's just a sample of what we have for you. Hundreds more items online. The Hyperlite, 3 seasons, 7 pounds. The Hyperlite Extreme, 4 seasons, 5.6 pounds. Aluminum poles, sets up in minutes. The Enduro, 4 seasons, 7 pounds. Aluminum poles, designed for severe weather. Wetzel Scout Tents, 7x7, size 49x7. Our waterproof Wind and Go light never needs batteries. Just give it a crank and light the way. And finally, lightweight camp stools. Our collapsible camp stools weigh less than 1 pound, are easy to carry in blue, black, and green. Order any quantity. And now, more about our health. Protect your peepers. Page 8. Every year, more than 40,000 people suffer serious eye injuries while playing sports. But while shin guards and shoulder pads are everywhere, safety glasses are often absent from the soccer field, basketball court, and hockey rink. Safety glasses are specifically engineered to protect you. Regular eyeglasses or sunglasses aren't enough. In fact, wearing plain prescription glasses on the field puts you at greater risk of injury because the glass usually is not impact resistant. Safety glasses feature shatter-resistant lenses and shock-absorbent frames. If you play sports, you need eye protection. Sports goggles are best because their all-around design keeps out fingers that could poke you in the eye. Check out these cool looks. basketball, Leader Zoom Sports goggles, available in 4 colors, prescription lenses available. Baseball, Adidas Yodel goggles, Yodai goggles, includes anti-fog lens and helmet compatible strap, prescription lenses available. And soccer, Bangers HS3000 Sports Eye Protection features a one-piece polycarbonate lens, no prescription option. And has pictures of all of these types of glasses on page 8. Stay safe in the wild. When outdoor disaster strikes, first responders need your medical info and history. Eagle Scout Jackson Hines, a web designer for the Outdoor Channel's Boondocks, Wilderness, and Travel Medicine TV show, is here to help. Hines created an online form that generates a medical emergency card at the click of a button. Just fill in your blood type, emergency contact, allergies, medical conditions, and vaccination dates. You then can print a business card-sized PDF to carry in a wallet or backpack. Get this must-have document at boyslife.org/links/boondocks. Now, collecting. Bring a bot to life. Page 9. Zibit's miniature collectible robots move and rotate at the push of a remote control button. Each of the 12 models lights up, makes noise, and comes with a unique personality and design. I've been collecting skateboards for about a year now. They cover my walls and door. This is Tim Barrett in St. Charles, Illinois. I collect different types of magnets. This is $10 to Spencer Sinister in Salt Lake City, Utah. I collect strange newspaper articles. My hometown paper has a daily section called Just Weird. I cut the stories out and tape them to a binder. This was $10 to Dan Rodriguez in Loveland, Colorado. I collect plastic giraffes. I have 20 now. That was from $10 to Cryolis Girgis in East Brunswick, New Jersey. I collect headphones. I have sets from Skull Candy, Apple, and Sony, and I listen with them all. That's $10 to James Scott in Wellesley, Massachusetts. I collect hats from all over the country. That's $10 to Nick Needs in Peru, Illinois. I collect antique matchbooks. My oldest is from a hotel with a 3-digit phone number. That's $10 to Corey Adams in Albany, Missouri. I collect elephant statues from different places I visit. That's $10 to Josh Linden in Smithtown, New York. I collect four-leaf clovers. My mom helps me preserve them. I have 29 so far. And that's $10 to Sebastian Y. in Conover, North Carolina. I collect bouncy balls. I have more than 100 already. And that's $10 to Sidney Patterson in Birmingham, Alabama. I collect metal army men. $10 to Nathan Shumet in Radford, Virginia. I collect coins for the Coin Collecting Merit Badge. I currently have more than 100 coins from more than 50 countries. And that was $10 to Abram French in Paradise, Montana. I collect buttons and pins from presidential campaigns. My oldest button is from the 1920s. And that's $10 to Luke Tesluk in Oceanside, California. All right, the hitching rack. Page 2. And these are letters to Pedro. Dear taco-eating, milkshake-drinking, mailbag-hauling burrow. Every time I get my boy's life, I find my favorite thing in the magazine and frame it. That's from Adam Curry in Danuba, California. And Pedro responds, I hope my smiling face is one of those framed, Adam. Dear Pedro, in May's A True Story of Scouts in Action in More Scouts in Action, three scouts received awards for their actions. One received the honor medal and the other two received the heroism award. What is the difference between the two? This is from Philip Wald in St. Paul, Minnesota. Here's the official version for those awards, Philip. The honor medal is given for unusual heroism and skill in saving or attempting to save life at considerable risk to self. The heroism award is given for heroism and skill in saving or attempting to save life at minimum risk to self or putting into practice scouting skills and or ideals. Dear Pedro, I really liked the May article, Hiking Half Dome. It was cool to read about how challenging it must have been for those guys to climb a perfectly inaccessible mountain. My troop has been looking for another big hike, so thanks for pointing our troop in a good direction for a future outing. That's from Tyler Gentleman in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy's Life is a book of ideas, Tyler. Good luck with planning that trip to California. Dear Pedro, keep up the good work on articles like Sleep Right, Sleep Tight in April. Do you have any advice on getting a job like yours? Jacob Purcell in Richardson, Texas. Yeah, Jacob. Try to get something better. Unless, of course, you enjoy walking around with a heavy pack on your back and dodging a boss who has a problem with afternoon naps. Dear Pedro, I am inspired by your articles on cycling outings. Could you give me a few tips for long hiking trips and biking trips? Caleb Henry in Mountain Home, Idaho. Go easy on the seat, Caleb. The boss came back from a bike trip once and had to stand up for a couple of days. He prowled around the whole time, grumbling about needing a pillow. I had to go out to my corral and hee-hee-haw. Yo, Pedro, my brother and I always try to get to the mailbox first so that we can read each issue of Boy's Life. Why do you like alfalfa milkshakes? That's from Nathan Moser in Blackfoot, Idaho. You each should get a subscription, Nathan. I like alfalfa milkshakes because they are delicious and nutritious, but no one agrees with me. Dear Ultimate Pedro, can you show a picture of the boss? You rock. Andy Newton in North Plains, Oregon. No, Andy, I can't. The boss is camera shy, and with good reason. And finally, dear overworked, underfed male Buddha, what is the boss's job other than making sure you do yours? That's from Marty Rackup in Stone Mountain, Georgia. What a splendid question, Marty. Uh-oh, here he comes now, doing what he does best. I'd better look busy or I'm busted. See you next month. Now let's go to Bible Stories on page 51. And here again we'll start here. After giving the law, the Lord said to Moses, send leaders out from the 12 tribes to spy out the land of Canaan, which I have long pledged to give to the sons of Israel. So Moses sent them out, and after 40 days they returned with fruit from the land. The land is good, but the people there are giants to us, and their cities are well fortified, they said. Although Caleb and Joshua appealed to the people to believe in the Lord's promise to give them the land, the people wept in fear at the bad report, saying, would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Moses pleaded with the Lord on behalf of the people, but the Lord said, this is unbelieving generation will by no means see the land which I swore to give them. So as the people wandered in the desert, were afflicted for many years. This is from the book of Numbers, chapters 13 and 14. And here it has pictures of Joshua and Caleb with the good report and the other spies with the bad report. It says, in accordance with your great love, Lord, forgive the sin of these people. This is Moses talking. We will not be able to go up against the people in Canaan. We were like grasshoppers before them. The land we explored devoured those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. Those were the doubters. Now let's go to Think and Grin, page 58. And our joke of the month. Here's a top-rated joke from boyslife.org. Don't like it? Submit your own at the Jokers tab, and don't forget to vote. Two snakes are sitting in the garden. Are we poisonous? One asks his friend. I don't know, the friend says. Why do you ask? I just bit my tongue. submitted by Hunter S. in Dallas, Georgia. Martin, what did the tailor say after his client fired him? Michael, I haven't a clue. Martin, suit yourself. From Martin Richard in Belmont, Massachusetts. Daffynition, multiply, premium toilet paper. Okay, that's from Ned Hesser in Hersher, Illinois. Here's Pedro's pick. Ming, what's a battery's favorite football team? Joe, tell me. Ming, the Chargers. And as do Ming Zhao in Austin, Texas. Terry, what do you call it when hundreds of people stand on a wooden dock? Jerry beats me. Terry, peer pressure. That's from Tersa Burke in McMinnville, Oregon. A Book Never Written, Lion Taming for Beginners by Claude B. Hines. That's from Anthony Horton in Loudonville, New York. Daffynition, autobiography, a book telling a car's life story. That's from James Caldwell in Sterling, Virginia. Warped Wiseman wonders, if Harry Potter is so magical, why can't he fix his own eyesight? That's from Andrew Fuse in Milford, New Hampshire. Nick, why do geese fly south for the winter? Josh, I don't know why. Nick, because it's too far to walk. Nicholas Rays in Spokane Valley, Washington. Wart Wideman says, a chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion. That's from Nicholas Gant in South Range, Wisconsin. Gordon, what do you get when you bowl while eating fruit? When you bowl while eating fruit. Graham, beats me. Gordon, a banana split. From Gordon Turner in Peoria, Arizona. A Book Never Written, In Case of Fire by Eva Q. 8. From Andrew Lavorse in New Egypt, New Jersey. And we have a few more. Daffynition, Camelot, where desert nomads park their vehicles. That's from Evan Steinberg in Huntsville, Alabama. Peter, which is the meanest vegetable? Elaine, tell me. Peter, an onion. It's so mean it makes you cry. From Thomas Harper in Duval, Washington. A businessman went into the office and found an inexperienced handyman painting the walls. The handyman was wearing two heavy parkas on a hot summer day. Thinking this was a little strange, the businessman asked the handyman why he was wearing the parkas on such a hot day. The handyman showed him the instructions on the can of paint. They read, for best results, put on two coats. That's from Krishna Parashar in Albany, California. It has a picture here of, looked like two people sitting on a table tennis board, and they said, if you remember correctly, the last thing I said before the ship went down was, don't forget to bring the ball. Warped Wise Man wonders, if a child refuses to nap during the day, is he resisting arrest? From David Milne in Springfield, Virginia. Brendan, what do you call a gorilla that plays golf? James, I don't know. Brendan, Harry Putter. From Brendan Tamini in Wanta, New York. Phil, what makes a Cyclops such an effective teacher? Cheryl, I don't know. Phil, he has only one pupil. From Colin Cummings in Kansas City, Missouri. Lenny, which takes less time to get ready for, a trip, an elephant or a rooster? Dennis beats me. Lenny, a rooster. He only takes a comb while the elephant takes his whole trunk. Well, we've run out of time for today's reading. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and readily available as a podcast after this broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed today's reading. So long, until next time.